Thank you for calling Charger Electric. This is Lewis.
Yes, hello. This is Evan calling from Local Splash. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right, Evan.
It's always good to hear. I was looking to go ahead and speak to you in regards to your account. There's just a few things that I just want to go over. I hope it's a good time.
Okay. Yeah, if I can get this printer to work, it will be.
Okay. I understand. So I definitely just want to reach out to you in regards to the Google Business Profile. It looks
okay.
Like we do have access, as I mentioned, right, to one that has 2.8 stars. So something that I want to go ahead and do is make sure that I can make it easier for your customers to find you. For example, if you have a customer, right, and you want to share maybe a link to get them to the Google Business Profile, then we can provide one, right, and it's at no additional cost, right? So that's
okay.
Actually one of the best things. I'm just waiting for it to be prepared, and it will get sent out to you automatically, okay? So
this
is something that's called a tiny URL, and it's going to have your business name on there, just a little bit shorter, basically. So we'll send it to you, and all you got to do is just share it. That way we can start gathering more reviews and make sure that that 2.8 rating goes up, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. Now, I do see that we're still trying to gain access to a business Facebook account. So I wanted to ask you in regards to that, were you planning on making a business Facebook account, or maybe you already have a business account?
I'm sorry,
they're not going to make what?
Okay, so my question would be if you have a business Facebook account that has been made?
I did that last week.
Last week, right? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, let me double check because it looks like we're still waiting for access. I wonder if maybe they
I had went on my my personal page and created a business page from there.
Yes, I believe I remember a little bit about it, actually. Let me just go ahead and check here. And you mentioned that it was, let's say, sometime last week, right?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see if I receive the invitation here. Okay, so I'm just basically asking my team to see if they can go ahead and check on the actual status of the invitation. Unfortunately, I'm not able to find it, but we do have a specific or a special Facebook team that searches for that. If for some reason we need access again, then I'll just let you know in regards to that. But it looks like, I do remember, I believe I was with you when you made it online.
Yeah, well, I had asked you about, guides to get through, and then I got that information, and I was able to create it, as of that, I haven't done anything else. I hadn't received anything requesting access or anything like that.
Okay, perfect. I'm just going to check in on this information as well, right, because it's very important. Now, what I do know for a fact, we're still working on would be the actual application fee with Google for the Google Verified account. Now, I know that we filled that out as well, right, so I'm checking in to see if there's anything else that's needed. For example, there's times where they need the background check, right, the Google Business Profile needs to be up to date. So definitely want to make sure that that's all there. And I do believe that maybe there was an issue with the actual license that was sent in, the actual certificate of insurance there isn't any issues with that, right? So
okay.
I believe the actually issue with the business card or the business license, it had a different business name on it. For example, in our manager, we have Charger Electrical and Air Conditioning Services.
Right.
And on the license, it was L&B Electrical and Air Conditioning LLC.
That's correct. Yes, okay. The Charger Electrical and Air Conditioning is a DBA. Right, and I explained that to them at the onset. You know,
okay.
The Charger Electric AC is the name that we operate under, but L&B is the actual parent LLC.
Understood. I'm going to check with my team if maybe there's a workaround it, because I do see how important it is. But I also see that Google might need us to make the changes to the actual business name that we hold, right? So I can look into it for you. That won't be a problem, okay?
All right, cool.
Okay, yes, but just in case that we do need to maybe update the business thing, would that be okay?
Yeah, I mean, the only thing, you know, let's say like here in Louisiana, the license is actually issued to the qualifying party, which is me, all right, under, you know, whatever legal business name that we operate under, which is the L&B Electrical and Air Conditioning. But we actually have a DBA registered with the state, you know, as Charger Electrical and Air Conditioning. You know,
okay.
It's whatever they're going to require.
Yes,
you know.
Unfortunately, we are going to have to follow Google's guidelines. But again, give me a day or two to see if I can find a workaround it with my team. If all fails, I'll confirm with you. We just might need to change it so it matches just on the Google verified. Hopefully.
Right.
So I'm definitely checking into that. So that would be basically the what I needed to go ahead and speak to you about, because, again, your certificate of insurance is perfectly fine. There's no issues with that. But there was an issue with just the business license, right? So
okay.
I'll do a little bit more digging to see what that could be all about.
Okay.
As well, my team hasn't confirmed the invitation to the business Facebook page, but I'm sure we received it. If I'm not mistaken, I was with you when you sent it in. Unfortunately, I wouldn't be able to find it just yet. It's been so long. Yeah, it was last week. I believe I remember that. Okay. Charger Electrical. That was the business name under something else as well? I believe so, right?
Well, like I said, my personal page is under my name, you know, and the business name, you know, is under Charger Electrical and Air Conditioning.
Okay. Okay, so I just have to wait for my team to find the invitation. If they don't, I'll go ahead and resend it to you by email. Then you'll notice, and I might even send you a text. Right now, we're about 2 weeks in, so we're almost done with completing everything. From there, I'll make sure to give you a call to walk you through the client dashboard or any information that's needed, okay? All right, perfect. I really appreciate your answering the phone today. Not sure if you have maybe any questions.
It was a busy day. You called me at the right time. I just got in, so.
All right.
You know.
I'll keep my calls until later on the day then.
And that's quite all right. It just, you know, some days that's just the way it works.
Absolutely. As well, if you need me, you can send me a text and just say, look, Ivan, I'm going to be available in the afternoon. Can you, shoot a call this way? And I'll definitely make sure to do that as well, okay?
All right. I appreciate that, Evan. Also, you might maybe pass on to them, because I saw they had completed the website and all like that, and I'm very pleased with what they did, what they've done there. So,
awesome. I'm really glad you liked it. And remember that if you want to change anything, we're able to make the changes, okay? So even if you wanted to maybe restart it from scratch, we could do that, but it looks like everything is going smooth. Again, just keep in mind that as long as you send in photos and videos, we'll keep adding them on here as well, okay?
Yeah, once we have everything, you know, up and operating, we've got all the, the startup stuff done and all like that, then, yeah, we might look at trying to customize some things because, there's some things that I would like to, to put on there. Say, for instance, if we want to do something, some kind of promotion for a limited time, I would not want to know how to put that in. But let's get everything, all the other stuff out of the way first, and then we'll address that.
Okay, yeah, I definitely agree. And, yes, we can add anything to it. You just let us know by text, and I'll make sure you have access to the website in case maybe you'd like to make changes to the website or have somebody that's close to you that does that, okay?
Okay. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate your patience, and I'll keep you up to date. If you need me before I call you, please send me a text or just give me a call.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Yes, sir. You too. Bye.